Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome. Good evening to all of our listeners out there. You're listening to Teen Station, where we always have something to say. And of course, we'd like to welcome our teen host, Ashley.
Hi.
Edric.
How's it going?
And Shadman. Hi, Shadman. How you doing?
Hi.
And Justine, of course. We can't end up. We can't forget about Justine. How's everyone doing over there, my teen co-host?
Great.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Well, of course, I always like to begin off with current events, and how can we not talk about anything current without saying the Olympics? How can we even proceed without talking about the Olympics? Who's going to get the gold? Who's going to get the silver? Who's going to get the bronze? Which country has the most? Well, actually,
oh,
did you know
that?
There have
been spoilers. There have been spoilers already.
I know, of course. Did you guys know that apparently you have to pay taxes on the medals? So the individuals who win the gold medal or the bronze medal, when, after they finish, they have to pay taxes. But recently, they decided that Olympians get a tax break off the medals, and they don't have to pay.
Wow.
That's astounding that they even had to pay taxes. That's so messed up.
Exactly. Imagine, like, the 17-year-old wins a medal, so excited, gold medal, brings it back home, gets a big bill. First step into reality.
They got
right?
money.
They deserve it. They definitely deserve it.
I was always against income tax, so I support that.
Say it again, Edric.
I was always against income tax, and then I support the government giving them tax breaks.
Yeah, give those Olympians a break. They've worked hard enough, of course. So tonight we're, of course, talking about bullying, and it's definitely a serious, big issue nowadays, and it's apparent everywhere. Whether you're old or whether you're young, especially with the young teenagers. So there's just some statistics that I wanted to read off. This is from Family First Aid. I know you guys probably know, but they have it broken down in regards to the types of bullying. So there's physical bullying, verbal bullying, emotional bullying, which when you're trying to make someone feel alone or isolated, and of course, as you guys all know, the cyberbullying. About like 30% of teenagers in the U.S. have been involved in bullying. Majority of them are closer to the younger teens than the older, because, of course, the younger teens are more prone to physical bullying, which is a lot easier to identify. And older teens are more sophisticated, so they have other tactics of going about the methods of bullying. What do you think about the bullying nowadays with the younger generation, Sodman?
I think it's a lot, but that's just from my personal experiences from watching and seeing. And I think that that's just like a little fraction of the amount of that bullying that's actually going on in the world, the amount that I see. And just the amount that I see, I think, is so much. So when you, like, look inside, like, every student and actually what they're going through on a daily basis, the statistics must be a lot higher than we must individually actually think.
Right, because, I mean, some teenagers, if they're so young, they probably don't even are not even able to identify that they're being bullied.
Yeah, we probably don't. Actually, you know, I think the meaning is what, like, most people don't even understand.
Right. Exactly. And Sashine, do you have anything to say?
I think a lot of people are bullied, especially when they're younger, only because kids are more honest that time. So, yeah.
No, I don't think I agree with the fact that kids are more honest. Like, there will be someone who is, like, undoubtedly, unequivocally beautiful, and because the little kid is insecure, they want to bully them, get their crew involved, and the crew's like, well, she's pretty, but I'm just going to go along with it, and then they all call her ugly, and then she's suicidal.
Exactly. I mean, you have individuals who are on the, if they're on the Next Top Model, everyone knows that show, but they have no, just no confidence in themselves just because of some of them, what they experienced when they were younger, and they, so, like, they're too tall or too skinny or too, just an outsider.
Yeah, I actually have a best friend. Her name is Angela, and she, I think she's one of the prettiest people out there. And when she was in middle school, she was bullied by pretty much everybody. And no one really knows why she was bullied. She gave me a story about how it's a long, dramatic / political, it's just politics, middle school politics. And,
middle school politics.
Yeah. And she became, like, after a while she matured, and then she became pretty as well as one of the strongest people that I know. And then
wow.
it's really strange. The kids who bullied her in middle school tried their hardest to be her friend in high school, but she just brushes them off.
Hmm?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean, like, she brushes them off?
Oh, she brushes them off as in, like, she doesn't want to have anything to do with these people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A lot of celebrities do that. They get bullied when they're really young, and then once they get famous, people are like, oh, my gosh, I want to be your friend again. And they're like, no. Like, Katy Perry, a lot of people made fun of her because she was flatter when she was in high school. And then Demi Lovato, oh, my gosh, she went through, like, rehab just because she went through anorexia and bulimia. And, but in the end, she became stronger. She got tattoos on her arms that say, stay strong.
Yeah, I mean, the difficult thing about it is if it's not being expressed or if one doesn't have that outlet, for example, a singer, their outlet is to release those emotions through singing and through writing lyrics and spreading that, what their bad experience, what they go through, or say, for instance, an athlete, they just take out all their aggression on whatever sport they're participating in or whatever field that you're in. But if you're young or if you don't have that many friends, you don't know where to express that outlet. And it just builds and builds and builds. And it can go either route of being bullied or being the bullier and all the way up until you're an adult, which is the scary thing.
Bullying just morphs when you're an adult, though.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's not that obvious, like, oh, you're ugly, I'm better than you are. You know, it's not that. It's like, you know, everyone sits together at the lunch corner and you're left alone. It's like, it's more subtle, but, you know, sometimes people don't grow up. They just get older. Do the same stuff, different age.
I'm just kind of curious about one thing, because sometimes there are just people that you don't want to hang out with, and then
true.
And then, like, if we exclude them from our events, is that really bullying? I mean, like, do we really have to accept people that we don't like?
I don't think so. I personally don't think so at all. I think it depends on the reason and the extent that you're putting it to. Because if you think someone isn't, like, compatible for you to hang out with, you're not going to go out of your way to, like, make them feel bad. And I feel like unless that person is really sensitive, then it's not really in that situation or falls under that category.
You guys guys are terrible. I would never ever let anyone feel so left out. And so,
imagine you were
being bullied and you had no friends and you just needed that one person to be there for you to tell you, I'll be your friend or I'll listen to you or I'll be there for you.
Yeah, that's
guys. They're guys.
Well, that brings me to my next question for you guys. Being the bully or being the one that's bullied is one thing, but also seeing someone get bullied, what do you do? Just stand there? I mean, do you think that's just as bad as being the person that's bullying that individual?
I actually have an experience like that. When I was in sixth grade, I was new to my middle school, and there's this one girl that everyone kind of tormented. Because she had a reputation from elementary school, but I was new to the school. I didn't know the story, but all my friends disliked her, and I was young, and I was new, and I didn't want to be the outcast, so I chimed in, and I became a tormentor, too. And it's like, when you look back, it's like, why couldn't I have just been strong enough to be like, why is everyone making fun of her? Why is everyone tormenting her? Like, it's a very tricky situation being the one that's just, like, objective, and there's choices to be made when you're that middle person. But I made the wrong choice when I was younger, so I regret that.
I remember there would be these really cool girls who would kind of make fun of me, but I don't really, like bullying doesn't really affect me that much. But I remember it was actually Edric who stood up for me. There was this one girl.
Really?
Yeah, I remember.
I threw paper balls at you.
No, I remember, but you weren't actually mean. Those girls were actually mean. They were like, oh, my God, you wore, like, the same pants today. And they would constantly make fun of what I wore. Constantly said I was snotty because I had, like, a nasal problem. And then Edric was like, no, don't wear what she, like, wears or something like that. And I was like, oh, Edric is so nice.
So how are you going to turn those emotions into something positive or just brushing it off?
I think you shouldn't let what people say get to you, because once you let it get to you, that's when you actually start feeling really bad about yourself. That's when you start believing what they say. The best thing to do is just be confident in yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but when you're at an age where you don't know who you are, how do you cultivate that strength of not believing what people say?
I think that strength just comes after you've been pushed too far. For example, in the first 2 years of middle school, I went to this little after-school program where I was bullied, too. And one day, like, the main bully and his two brothers, like, tried to get in a physical confrontation with me. And that was when I snapped. I just beat them up, and then they just stopped bothering me. Like, that's, I think, like, people who are bullied should, should
snap out.
Really, no, well, not really snap, but then, like, they should definitely fight for themselves, you know? Like, the only person who can stop the bullying is themselves. If someone else stops it for them, they don't really learn. For example, there's this little story about how if you help a butterfly, or rather a caterpillar, out of its cocoon, when it becomes a butterfly, it's not going to be able to fly. But if you let it, you know, escape the cocoon by itself, then it can fly. It's the same principle.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. Well, going on to allowing those butterflies to fly, having songs definitely with lyrics that talk about bullying definitely helps, which brings us to the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Actually, Green Day had a song that talked about that. Let's listen to it.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. I don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where the city sleeps, and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. walk alone, I walk my shadow, the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart, the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me. Till then I walk alone. Ah, 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 ah. I'm walking down the line that divides me.
Devastating walking alone as a middle schooler or high schooler, but kids not only are getting bullied, and also adults are getting bullied. There's a particular case, I'm sure you guys heard of it. Her name is Karen Klein. She's 68. She's one of the bus monitors, and actually middle schoolers were the ones bullying her, and they decided to showcase it by, of course, becoming, trying to get popular, trying to get famous instantly on YouTube, as everyone tries to. And it actually backfired, and everyone was able to see it. So, and then there's now foundations started for her, raising an exorbitant amount of money just because of this devastation. But, and now actually those ones who bullied Karen Klein are now being bullied as well, so it's sort of twisted back to them. So what are you guys' thoughts on that? Now they're not only bullying their peers, but they're bullying grown adults. So when does it stop?
Well, it kind of is like kind of like that movie Ants, where the grasshoppers kind of showed what happens when all the little ants get together and they crush you. And, like, he opened up that valve with all the seeds and fell on top of the little ant and the grasshopper, and the grasshopper got crushed. Kind of reminds me of that.
That's a good movie right there. I love A Bug's Life.
Ashley, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was daydreaming. Okay, so let's see. I personally, with that whole situation, I was very angry at the children. Like, who raised you to talk to an adult like that? It boggled my mind. And then what made me all very upset is that when a child is quiet to me, I understand, because, first of all, this is one little child. It's like, how am I supposed to take on all these kids? And they don't know who they are. They don't know how to defend themselves. If I was that woman, I would have just broken out my mean old lady and been like, quiet down. You know, that's just me, though. That's where I would have gone with that. But it's just angering to see such a lack of care for elders and such disrespect in this generation. Well, I think that's a little bit below our generation. And it's like, if this is where people are heading and this is how children are being raised, what's the world going to look like when I'm an older person? Who are the people that are going to be left to take care of me in my generation? It's a really scary thought, in my opinion.
Saturn, what are your thoughts?
I'm actually not surprised, because I've seen acts of this throughout my whole time. I've experienced seeing someone throw a chair at a teacher before, so Crap.
What?
Well, I actually did. I'm not even saying he. I wasn't in the classroom. I was in the other section. There was like section A, section B. One kid threw a chair at the teacher, and I'm walking to the bathroom, and I see the teacher literally running to the bathroom crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she wouldn't tell me, obviously, but I found out, and I actually did the sweetest thing ever. I got the whole entire grade to sign a little card saying how like sorry we were, and she cried again because how happy she was.
Okay, so those individuals who did it, they signed the card as well?
Yeah, actually, which was really weird. I think they felt bad afterwards.
I mean, do you
were they expelled?
What?
Sorry. Were they expelled?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to so many schools that this is just one school. Private school is like completely opposite. Everyone just is mean. Like, literally, they just make drawings of their teachers. And then somehow the teachers always end up finding it. And I think it depends on the scenario, how the kids act. But no matter how, like, civilized they are, it's always
acted. There's kids with Karen Klein. They had to do 50 hours of community service with senior citizens, of course. And enrolling in a bullying prevention program. But I guess my question is, do they even know what sorry means? Or, I mean, some people use the word sorry so much that it just doesn't have any depth to it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think these kids would only be sorry if it happened to themselves, if they realize how it's like being a victim. I don't really think anyone's ever sorry if
they don't get caught.
They just got caught. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And I also don't really think that bullying exactly is something can be totally stopped, because we're humans, we're animals, and it's just what animals do. Like, we like to dominate people or other animals or whatever. And
so what is your definition of dominating when you cause someone to go all the way to death? That's a little.
That is domination. And the only way to stop bullying really is for these kids to know their place. They have to know their place in society, and they have to be taught well.
What do you mean knowing their place? What does that mean? Go off of that.
That means they have to know how to.
Seventh grade.
That means they have to know how to respect adults if they deserve respect.
Wait, which side are you talking about?
I'm talking about bullies. You know, these kids.
Oh, okay.
Kids who are bullying, they have to know their place. Right?
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if they know their place and if their parents teach them well, then they're going to be less likely to bully people.
Christine, what are your comments?
I remember there was something that we learned in class where it was about standing up to the bully, because bullies only like to bully cowards. So mm-hmm. I guess some of what Edric's saying is right, but not all of it. But I don't know if people like to dominate people all the time, but definitely a lot of the time, but it kind of reminds me of this book that we read. I forgot the name, about this really short boy and this really, really tall, giant kind of big boy who became friends, even though the really big boy bullied the small little boy. Does anybody know what?
Sounds like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh. No.
The first episode of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Really?
It was really good book. Everyone read it.
Well, since Edric, he's speaking upon, like, solutions on what to do. This lady, Jane Nelson, who is a frequent writer on the Los Angeles Times, she co-authored several books, one including Positive Discipline. And her solution, she had basically for the parents of bullies, she had a four-step process. The first one, number one, was set aside their anger, then take time to emotionally connect, then find reasons behind that issue that their child is experiencing, and then number four is kids learn and grow from their mistakes. So do you think that it's that easy to just follow those four steps and
Definitely not, because sometimes the reasons behind the issues, the problems are so deep-seated, and so it's just not something that people can know. For example, some kids are gay, and then they just maybe they could take it out on other people, but then it's not something that they can bring out, because they know that if they bring it out, like, their parents can potentially kick them out of their houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And regarding anger, I know that the former president of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, he had a method of dealing with anger at people he didn't like or situations. He would just write their name on a piece of paper and just crumble it up and throw it in a little jar that he has. You know, he said that, you know, there's no time for anger, and sometimes people don't even know that you're angry at them. So what's the point of holding anger?
Some people just are begrudged people. Sometimes it's not easy to let go of anger.
Well, I personally can speak on the behalf of those people, because I'm one of those people. And I think it's just... I don't hold grudges. Sometimes when I'm mad at people, they don't even know that I'm mad at them. It's just,
yeah.
I think, personally, I feel like they need to know that they did something wrong and I'm giving them distance because of it. And it sometimes works.
Yeah, but sometimes
people
can't
on
interpret
you.
Your
I mean, it never backfires.
Language.
Sometimes they're just like, don't get it. They're just like, what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, of course.
So anger
more
often just eats you up from the inside. Like, you're... Like, the person, it doesn't really do anything to solve the problem.
That's true.
It makes
we
me
have
feel better.
A lot to say, certainly. And please, callers, whenever, we would also like to hear what you have to say, calling in at 914-338-0695 on Soul, on Blake Radio Soul. My final question is, my final question is, there was an article stating that this generation, soft love, is that the method of soft love basically on our the kids today is breeding bullies. What are your thoughts about that? Ashley.
Breeding
bullies, like kids having...
Breeding bullies,
kids
yeah.
Having
being
kids.
Too easy on... now, soft love is meaning that
okay, I get you. I think kids who bully or who have
I was just explaining to you guys soft love. If they lose, it's fine. If just basically, just saying that they're doing great, which is fine to say.
Mm-hmm.
But what are your thoughts?
I think that soft love, you have to know when to deal it. It can't be the only thing that you deal, however. Like, I just don't agree with a parent that just, like, their kid can do no wrong. Sometimes a kid, I believe in spanking, I'm sorry. If you don't believe in it, then that's your right. But I believe there's a time when a kid needs to be spanked, there's a time when a kid needs to talk, and there's a time where a kid needs nothing but love. And sometimes parents don't know when to give each punishment. Sometimes a kid is getting hit for doing absolutely nothing, and sometimes a kid is getting love for stealing or doing something absolutely terrible. So I think it's a parent's responsibility to know when their kid needs a certain type of love, and that also reduces people's aggression. Like, a kid who gets spanked for absolutely nothing all day, every day, is going to be an aggressive child who goes to school and takes it out on people.
Right.
Like, I just think parents need to know when to be tough and when not to be tough.
Or masking the truth, or masking the truth of reality sometimes too much.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying, Tashin?
Oh, I was going to say, I think it's important for a parent not to be a friend to their kids.
Yes.
It's more important to be their parent, because who else is going to be their parent besides them? They can find a million friends, but that's what I think. And I feel like that makes kids weak.
Well, of course, we love listening to our Teen Station. You guys have such great things to say. And thank you, of course, for listening to Teen Station here on Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, when you can gain in all perspectives the opinions of many and our untapped truth. So what do you guys have to say? Have a good night. Thanks so much, Teen Co-Hosts.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Shout out to Danny.
Kill your man.